Hello everyone, my name is Maria and this is Chatting with Mary Mary, the podcast in which we talk about social media, content creation and marketing. Today I have a really, really special guest called Sergio, which is a branding expert from ESIC. Hi and welcome, Sergio.
Hi Maria, thanks for having me.
So today we will be talking about corporate brand management and in concrete about EA Sports and the whole brand behind. The logo, the value, and the sound identity. So EA is one of the most known video games companies, known for their extreme greediness and extreme famousness, and they have not changed a lot in these years. But what about the logo? How would you analyze it, Sergio?
I don't know if you have an image of the logos along of the when they have how the logo has evolved in the years.
Yes.
But they began looking like a boring consulting firm like until the 2000s, so they haven't spent a lot of money in that. Yeah, they haven't paid a logo designer for a while. I mean, the two first logos are as ugly as my ex, but since the 2000s they changed it to a more techy thing, and they have turned it red, and the color, which is a color that expresses audacity, passion, courage, and that is a color that is pretty related with gaming. So I think that they have fitted a lot with these strategy. So talking about EA Sports, which is kind of a different part of Electronic Arts, do you know any franchises of their Super Mythic, you know, the EA Sports Cinec game?
I mean, I remember FIFA, the typical sport football game. I think Formula One was also part, I don't know. And there are some like American sports such as American football or hockey, or I think they are also in the group, but I don't know more actually.
Yeah, well, so they are 23. They have 23 different franchises, and it's a lot.
23. Oh, I mean, that's a lot. I thought that they had less. So they have 23. So let's make like a challenge or something. Can you name them in like 7 seconds that we have it?
Okay, let's see.
let's try.
Yeah, just give me a try. Tell me when to start.
Okay, so 3, 2, 1, go.
So it's FIFA Manager, FIFA World Cup, FIFA Street, Madden NFL, NBA Live, NHL, NASCAR, MVP Basketball, Tiger Woods, PGA Tour, SSX on Tour, NCAA, NCAA, Fight Night Champion, Skate, UFC, Real Racing, Burnout, Grand Slam Tennis, Face Breaker, Anytime Pool, AFL, F1, and Active Me. I think.
Wow. Wow. Amazing. I'm shocked just right now.
But I mean, I don't know many of them, but
yeah, most of them were like Chinese for me, but okay, it was really nice. I mean, every day you're gonna learn something, so today we learn all of this. So now let's talk about the sound identity.
You know, everybody's very familiar with these with their Buddha slogan, the EA Sports Cinec game, but I mean,
no, yeah. But at the end, well, it is really famous. It is like I remember a lot playing FIFA when I was like 10 years ago, and hearing that it was so catchy, but I don't really understand the sound, the slogan EA Sports. What's the game? It's in the game. I don't know that.
In a game or something? No, it's if the slogan says if it's in the game, is in the game. I mean, you know.
Ah, Okay. So if it's like real, it's in the game or something like that,
They mean that if it's in the real game, in the physical game, it is in the game they make. So catch it. I mean, visually they don't change much. They use same logo but for 20 years, but it's great that EA Sports in a game thing that comes out to our minds when we watch this logo. It makes much more sense than you may think.
So it's like EA Sports is in the game. I realize things. At the end of the day, we don't say Electronic Arts. In our head, we always say like EA with this super cool voice. Every single time I remember EA Sports, I say EA Sports. It's in the game. They transmit that they are super cool games. They are real games that are in a video game. It transmits that it's gonna be a super cool game. That is, you're gonna have a really good time playing. They are perfect in it, and I think FIFA right now is a perfect simulation of the real football. And the technology they invest in it is really great, and also the slogan, the sound, everything is sounds so great.
Use yourself in the game, no?
Yes, totally.
They have really gotten into a thing that it's a sound, but if that works, it works, and it tells a lot about a company with just a phrase. And they really, you know, it's really all you can get by using a sound. And if it works and it's legendary, I mean, why don't keep it? I mean, you just do the thing perfectly.
It's as you said, it's legendary. So, for example, Pro Evolution Soccer, the video game of Konami, does not have that attractive sound, and that in the beginning that you center in that gaming mood, that you go into that mode.
Yeah, that gaming mode, and it increases the game, this engagement of the person playing, because that gaming mode that you said is what makes you more interested in the game and makes you play better.
Yeah, as you said,
for more time.
Yeah, totally. I mean, it's really really important to connect the user to the mood that you want to be. I mean, you want to play football, you have to be in that mood, no? So what do you think about the rest? Because there's a lot of competition in the market.
I mean, there's a lot of competition. They have 23 games, so they have a lot of gaming studios to compete with. But if you compare the competition in the NBA 2K, for example, that is a basketball game, focuses more on the music of the menu than the sound previous to the game. So that's a thing where they can improve. I mean, but it's very important to create a great game, and FIFA is great, and NBA Live Basketball is not that good. I mean, the competition of NBA 2K that EA Sports makes, it's not that good as FIFA. So, you have to create a good game in the end.
At the end, I mean, you can have that catchy slogan, that catchy sound, or maybe you have that music that you said about the menu or whatever that also gets you in the mood. But at the end, if the video game is let's say a piece of shit, it's not gonna work. I mean, it's just because the customer experience is gonna be horrible, or it's not gonna be as the level as you expected. So
For sure. I mean, we agree that it's part of the whole user experience, that sound in the beginning. And it also has to be, but it has also to be aligned with a good game. I mean,
totally.
If you have a great sound in the beginning and then the game is trash, then then you the sound that doesn't make sense.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for joining me today, Sergio, and thank you everyone for listening. Hope you find it interesting, and see you next week with another podcast. Bye.
Bye.